Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Darren Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
At Odyssey Station.
The Heat announced Bam Adebayo is questionable tonight with his thumb injury, while Kyle Lowry will not play against his former team due to personal reasons. Tip against the Raptors is at 7:30. The Panthers blasted the Stars 7-1 Friday, then blew out the Blue Jackets 9-2 Saturday. They look to run the Flames out of the arena tomorrow night at 9 in Calgary. Wild Card Weekend is finished. Cincinnati defeated Las Vegas 26-19. Buffalo destroyed New England 47-17. Tampa Bay downed Philadelphia 31-15. The 49ers outlasted the Cowboys 23-17. And Kansas City knocked out Pittsburgh 42-21 tonight at 8:15. It's Cardinals-Rams. Reports are the Dolphins are expected to stick with Tua Tagovailoa and not pursue Deshaun Watson. Miami plays Houston this coming season. Ole Miss running back Henry Parrish is transferring to the U. He follows former University of Mississippi running backs coach Kevin Smith to Coral Gables. The Marlins signed former Pirate Eric Gonzalez to a minor league contract. The utility man hit .245 in his 853 MLB plate appearances. Inter Miami has signed Jamaican international defender Damian Lowe. Inter opened their season at home against Chicago in late February. South Florida's Coco Gauff was upset in the first round of the Australian Open 6-4, 6-2 by China's Wang Zheng. Defending champ Naomi Osaka advanced in straight sets. I'm Dan Day, and now back to the Joe Rose Show here on 560 WQAM.
There's nothing worse than losing when you're at home. You win your division, or you get a bye week and you come back and you got that week off, and now you're playing somebody that's either had a bad division record or a wild card, and they come in and beat you. And we've had it happen.
It happened to you, didn't it, Joe?
We lost to New England and Seattle at home. Jim Zorn. And I totally forgot the name of the quarterback that was taken in Marino's draft for New England. I just blanked out on him. But we lost those two guys, and they upset us at home, and we ended up, and, you know, again, you work your ass off to get home field, mm-hmm. get that week off, and you lose. Lost in overtime to the Chargers. We had some tough, oh, God. I saw them promoting that, by the way. Did you catch what they did before the Cincinnati game? You know, it was pretty chilly, but they were showing the game of Cincinnati and the Chargers. You remember that? They were showing how cold that game was.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of the coldest games in the history of the NFL. It was almost us. We lost to those guys in overtime in that game, and the winner got to go play in that freezing weather, which – I've never been in my life. It was like 20 below zero.
Whew.
So I saw that, and I was like, yeah, that was the only good thing about losing that game, because obviously getting another paycheck, which back then nobody was making any money, would have been kind of nice. But, yeah, losing those games at home suck, especially when you're favored and you know, oh, man, these guys aren't very good, and they come in and they're on a little bit of a roll and – you know, they played well at the end of the year to get their record, to get a wild card spot. And You worked all year to get that really good record. Got a week off. Now you're at home. Nice humid day, evening, and you lose. Good God, it's the worst. Just absolutely the worst feeling of all time. Speaking of that, we had one of those games yesterday. I'm sitting here watching the Cowboy fans still crying after that game and blaming the officials, and they got screwed. No. Your coach and your quarterback screwed you. That's it. Nobody else screwed you. Officials didn't do anything. All that guy was said is they ran out of time. What a dumbass play that. That would have been funny if the official, when he walked over and he went on the mic and said, game over. Like, no time left, game over. And said, if he would have just added, one of the dumbest last plays I've ever seen for a team with no timeouts. Would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
Would have been funny. But did not happen. 305-567-0. 560. God, I'll tell you what, they are. Jerry Jones going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to say, well. And by the way, in fairness to Jerry Jones, that's a really talented team.
Yeah.
Really good offensive line. Really good wide receivers. Pair of first round picks on the outside. Good running backs. Really good running backs. I don't know if they're the best. Quarterback you paid a lot of money to, who at times looks like it, times doesn't. And a defense that is a takeaway machine till yesterday. But they got a lot of good players. They got a lot of impact players. Got a guy led the league in interceptions. Got the best rookie, in my opinion, the best rookie on the defensive side of the ball. Maybe best rookie, period. And all those really good defensive linemen. That's pretty good. And they lost to the 49ers after that stroke job. Gave them about how good they are. Everybody healthy. Most of their guys back yesterday. And they lost. As we're going to continue, and you will continue all day to see pictures of Mike McCarthy on the sideline, the head coach. Dak Prescott running and trying to get the ball down in time when they found out no time left. You don't get a chance to even throw it to the end zone. That can't happen.
Oof.
That's just – whether you want to throw it up or throw a fastball, you cannot allow that to happen. They never got the ball in the end zone. What, are we in high school?
Yeah. They didn't even get a shot. No shot.
Hell, stay back at the 40 and just take a couple of shots at it. Crazy, crazy stuff that happened yesterday. Best story by far yesterday, folks, if you're just joining us. Best story over the weekend is the Buffalo Bills. Anybody see them beating the Patriots by 30 points? They beat them by four touchdowns, 47-17. And they set a record that we've never seen before, which I should have figured they had a record. They have everything now. Yeah. They know everything that's ever happened in the league. The Bills scored every time they had a ball, scored a touchdown. Seven possessions, seven touchdowns. There were no turnovers, no punts, and no field goals by the Buffalo Bills. Two kneel downs. And that's it. Had some long possessions, had some long drives, but 7-for-7 on possessions for touchdown. Never happened before. Never happened before. Amazing. And in cold weather, and I got to tell you, we can talk about all the guys that had great games. Josh Allen was by himself the game that he had, in my opinion. Much better than Mahomes.
He looked spectacular.
21, yeah, no question. 21-25, 308, five touchdowns, and he ran six times for 66 yards.
Big third down conversions, too. They put it in his hands, and he did it.
How long is it going to last, though, that he has all these runs? Are all, they're set runs.
Right.
Like, even when he does that draw, quarterback draw, it's a set play. I mean, that play, that's what it's called, where he fakes it like he's going to throw and then takes off and runs up the middle. Or the out of shotgun where he's running these sweeps. Those are quarterback sweeps the whole way. How long, though, before he ends up like Lamar Jackson from carrying the ball?
Or Cam Newton.
Or Cam, who's no longer looks like Cam Newton.
No.
Not even close to the MVP.
And Cam's like him. He's a big, strong guy, but there's only so many hits the human body can take before it starts to give out.
Man, amen. Boy, that's a tough one.
That's tough to think about.
How much you read in, though, that four of our quarterbacks are Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Joe Burrow, And if you want to throw in the two guys that had the day off, to be fair, Ryan Tannehill and that guy in Green Bay.
Oh. Very important, it seems like.
Pretty good group. By the way, mostly first-round picks, except Tom Brady screwed that whole thing up with being a sixth-round pick outside of that.
Yeah.
But some great stories yesterday. Of course, the other part I know people have asked. We haven't even got to, and we're going to do it tomorrow. What Mario Cristobal has been doing is fantastic. Handpicking, getting some guys from other teams. Clemson wide receiver coming back home. getting a running back who was a really good running back a couple years ago out of Columbus. Coming back to, I mean, you can argue we got three best running backs in South Florida that year, all going to be, could be the first, second, and third string running backs for next year once Chaney comes back from his surgeries and his injuries to come back. So it looks in good shape, really, really good shape. And, again, we'll have a lot more on the Canes tomorrow. For sure, we'll do some of that stuff. 305-567-0560. I know we got some texts coming in this morning. We appreciate it. Want to thank Danny always for coming in for us. Hollywood's got the day off. He's been working long shifts doing games at night. And Zach has a day off as well. So, Danny, all day, what do you have for us coming in? All day. I love that.
Got a lot of people saying they have love for Brian Daboll or Doug Peterson as the Dolphins' next coach.
Doug Peterson. Huh.
That's an interesting one. If you ask me who would you prefer, Brian Daboll or Doug Peterson, I mean, I'm such a prisoner of the moment. I would say, man, Brian Daboll, it's hard to argue after what you saw the other night. And that he knows Tua very well.
So here's the problem. And this is by the way, of years of being a Dolphins fan. The one problem is with coordinators and anybody else, they come from programs where there's Hall of Fame players and really good players. So now they got to come coach the same stuff that the last guy coached. So, like Brian Daboll, any chance you can bring that kid from Wyoming with you?
Can I bring Josh Allen with me and that defense a little bit?
So, I mean, I get you're watching what he's doing, but you can't put that kind of offense in.
Right.
Josh Allen might have the strongest arm in the NFL.
And probably one of the best running quarterbacks.
And one of the two or three best running quarterbacks. I don't know what he ended up with, but he is a really good runner. You're right about that. He is a really good runner. And he's got a weatherproof arm, which is important. So yep. Whether it's 20 below or 95 degrees out, he can flat out throw it. So, I mean, Daboll can come in and say, well, I'm going to run some of this. And you're going, no, you can't. Because you got a different physically talented quarterback where you are right now and where you're going.
Yeah.
So you got to put in a different offense. I don't know, man. I'm probably not being fair. And I know they like Daboll a lot. But understand, we're not bringing Buffalo's team here, like you said.
Right.
Which, they might be the best team in AFC.
Yeah.
If I told you right now that they're going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, would you be shocked?
No. I would say, yeah, I could see it happening.
I can see it happening, too.
Kansas City is not like they were a couple years ago. They're not unbeatable.
Weather doesn't matter, by the way, so we can throw out that. That won't matter at all. Even if they get one of those friggin' freezing days in Kansas City, it won't matter.
Doesn't matter to Josh Allen.
No. Not one bit. Give me one more, will you?
Yeah, I kind of like this one. 786 says, could we see a Tua transformation after this third year, kind of like Josh Allen? Because remember Josh Allen at first, there were some question marks about him, and then he kind of flipped the switch. So maybe this year, do we see a Tua flipping the switch?
The only way you see the flip of the switch is we got to put more talent around him, and then you'll see a better Tua in year three.
Mm-hmm.
You will.
So
at some point, if you're really going to know how good he's – things got to be better on the offensive line. This sounds terrible. We need better receivers. We need better running backs. The only thing we can live with is a tight end position if we can re-sign Smythe and Gesicki.
The fact of the matter is a quarterback is going to be better with a good offensive line and good receivers.
The great ones have been able – some of those guys, Aaron Rodgers had some games this year. I believe he had four of his five starters out, and he still
looked
like Aaron Rodgers. But yeah, you know what? If you upgrade the roster,
yeah,
Tua's going to be better. I totally agree. And you'll have more confidence to call plays, will allow him to have more success, as in throw it down the field.
Jalen Waddle, yeah.
And get Jalen Waddle down the field more.
With the speed.
I would agree. Yeah. Don't disagree with those people. Hey, listen, keep them coming in. 305-567-0560. As we continue on. I did like the timing of that story breaking. What'd you think of that? Right before the game started on Saturday. And NFL Network on the scroll down below.
Mm-hmm.
I go, oh, Dolphin, what was that? I got to wait. Shoot, I didn't catch it the first time. Now it comes around and says, reports are Tua will be the starting quarterback in 2022. And I went, wow. Just before they do all those interviews and everything else and the games getting ready to take place, two on Saturday, three on Sunday. Oh, by the way, we just wanted to get that out there so our fan base would know what we're doing. Everything's strategic, man.
Fan base.
They didn't just like leak that out so it could run Saturday morning with everybody would have it.
Fan base / next head coach, no.
Yeah, no, no question. All right, listen, we got to go to break, but keep it coming in. Right now, if you don't mind here for 9 o'clock hour, never a bad time to talk about your South Florida Chevy dealers. One hot SUV family for you, man. 2021. 22s will be coming in, Tahoes and Suburbans, all those big, beautiful, I love my Tahoe, my big, beautiful SUVs, those Tahoes and Suburbans. I want to tell you, first of all, 2021, brand new look, sporty look that everybody's been raving about, and more space. The second thing was they go, hey, by the way, we got more space on our big SUVs. We want the whole family to be comfortable, whether you're going to the Keys or going up to Orlando or just going to the West Coast, man, we got you covered. Then our midsize SUV, the new Traverse, plenty of space, and what a fantastic look. And then our smaller SUVs, which have been on fire, can't keep Trailblazers in. The Blazers and Equinox, oh, we got some fun ones, man. Plenty of substance and style when you look at our smaller SUVs and Silverado trucks. If it was me, to all my South Florida dealerships out there, I just put Silverado trucks all over the front, like a big fence, so people could see all the different style and color to fit your lifestyle. Whether you need a working truck or just a full-time family truck, we got it for you, man. Corvettes and Camaros still very sexy. Matter of fact, my favorite Corvette is the last Corvette they made. Oh, boy, you can't beat it. They've never made an ugly Corvette, by the way. Hey, we've got convenient locations all over South Florida with the best overall products. You need to head to Dade, Broward, or Monroe County and find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day to everybody out there that's enjoying the day off, or maybe working part of a day, or got a full day of work, man. It's great to have you. Either way, as we get set for the Heat and the Raptors tonight. Raptors actually got a nice win against Milwaukee, now 21-19. And the Heat, I just literally got up this morning, saw the Miami Heat are one game out in the Eastern Conference with two teams ahead of them, Chicago and Brooklyn. Brooklyn going to be without Kevin Durant for 4 to 6 weeks. Chicago has not been a problem so far for the Miami Heat. And Bam is going to be back, if not tonight, this week most likely. So they're in great shape. They're in great shape to take that number one position with Milwaukee not playing great basketball. And Chicago, okay, doesn't do much for me. And Kevin Durant out. And the other guy doesn't play home games, Kyrie Irving, just plays on the road. I think the Heat going to win the Eastern Conference, going to be the number one seed throughout, and have really set themselves up nicely with Bam now coming back, Jimmy now back, and all those guys that they've developed that have just been great story. We went from a team that was a lot of people thought undersized to now having a 7-footer, 6'11", and Bam at 6'9", 6'9 and a half, 6'10". You're going to have all those guys. You're going to have all kinds of – plenty of bigs to chew up some time for you. So you're in really, really good shape, as and you got all these home games coming up as well. I didn't want to forget about all the home games, even though they had an ugly shooting night the other night against the 76ers, end up shooting 38%, but really good shape, Heat fans. And let me tell you, the team that plays in Broward has been unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. I'm glad to hear the coach say he doesn't remember anything like this, too. The Panthers played Friday and Saturday night and won 9-2 and 7-1. It's so they're kicking so much ass that the fans are going, "We want 10. We want 10. We want 10." Second leading scoring team in hockey, 21-3 at home, averaging, I believe, their last 8 games, 6 goals a game. I want to be a goalie. Give me 8 or 9 goals a night. Maybe I'm getting a little carried away. Big Bob's been Big Bob's had a nice rebound. But let me tell you, every move they've made, draft picks, free agents, trades, have been unbelievable. Have been unbelievable. They lose their Hall of Fame coach. Nobody knew what to expect. No problem. No problem. It's, folks, this should be fun second half of the season with the Panthers in the Heat is what I'm telling you. Whether you like them both or you're more hockey than basketball or basketball than hockey, they are the two best teams we have in this town. And it's not even close. Hell, they're two of the best teams in their sport right now, the way they're playing. So the Panthers with 57 points, and that 21-3 home record is, and it's everybody. It's for Hagee, it's Duclair, Huberdeau continues to be one of the top points leader and top four in the NHL. It's been hat tricks. Bennett, Barkov. We only talk about Barkov. Still the best player on the team. Ekblad, Reinhardt. Just amazing. All the guys they have with double-digit goals right now has just been an incredible story. The deepest team they've had ever in the history of this franchise. The deepest team of players that can score goals has been amazing to watch. Just really, really fun. So that when the football stuff ends, and we got National Signing Day, and we'll have free agency, and we'll have guys going to bowl games, we'll have mock drafts coming out and stuff. But it's nice to have a really good hockey team and a really good basketball team, which I guess we say just about every year with Pat Riley and what they've built and continue to do. And by the way, this one's a little bit different than the way it started, right? Everybody remember Alonzo and Timmy? That was the first one. That was the first nice run of really great basketball. They didn't win anything, but it was just great basketball. Those games against the Knicks were classics. Then you went Shaq and D-Wade with Alonzo, a big part of it. And then you put up the big three, which was something we've never seen in our life. Huh? You mentioned them. You never went to see anybody else. You just want to see your team. You don't have to worry about who they were playing. And now the Jimmy Bam hero, that group. So this is like our fourth personality. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, for sure.
Fourth Definitely. Group of really good players. That this East is wide open. Wide open. I don't know if it'd be wide open if you didn't have one guy that's got serious issues with the Nets, Kyrie Irving. If they ever were, which was never going to happen, by the way. That thing's about ready to break up. But the three of them could play together, and they didn't have like this one guy that's way out there who's got ridiculous talent too. James Harden took a while to get in shape. So looks like he's starting to play better. And then now Kevin Durant, who's been the backbone of this thing, who's been playing big minutes, is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. So this thing's wide. I mean, it's great shape for the Heat to have a 2-3-4 game lead here real quickly. I'm dead serious, man. They're in really, really good shape to make this a really fun playoff run again for this Miami Heat basketball team. That's how I feel about how good it can be. I really do. Hey, by the way, want to thank everybody this morning for hanging with us. We still got some more time, 305-567-0560. What'd you think of those playoff games overall? We had three blowouts and had a really fun game. I think everybody would agree. We thought the 49er-Cowboy game would be the best game. I didn't know the 49ers were going to be the only road win. And now tonight we'll see if Arizona can do it to the Rams, if they can get a road win as well. Should be a fun game tonight. They know each other. This will be the third time they've played each other tonight. And we'll see how that all plays out. We're going to go to break, but when we come back, we're going to take a look at the text machine, 305-567-0560. And we got to tell you about a big, big charity event coming up that we hope you'll be able to get involved with us that affects a lot of people, a lot of family and friends out there. We'll have all that for you when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got to stop our riders and everybody else in town. We got to stop with that 2019. And I know it started as it was cute and it kind of rhymed up, tank for Tua and all that stuff. And you go, wow, the Dolphins are going to be a really bad team. They traded away Tunsil and got a ton of picks. Oh, now Minka Fitzpatrick's gone. He doesn't want to be here, so we had to let him go. Picked up a couple more picks. We're loaded. We're loaded with picks. And now we just got to make sure we don't win too many games. So the Dolphins, why this all going on, I don't know how much Brian Flores knew. Sure to be a lot of fun conversations to have with a lot of people. Find out what Brian Flores knew and what he didn't know. Anyway, he gets the job. They're impressed with what he wanted to do. Comes in. Starts 0-7. Josh Rosen, who they get for a second and fifth round pick. Terrible, by the way, for a team that was familiar with Josh Rosen already. I didn't like it personally. But we get Josh Rosen. So Josh Rosen comes in. He's a starting quarterback. And Ryan Fitzpatrick's a backup. Well, it was really clear early on who the best quarterback was. And the coach finally says at 0-7, I've seen enough. 0-7. I've seen enough. That was the first thing he did. Meets with his team and says, hey, guys, we're going to play the best players to win. I know you guys know that Ryan Fitzpatrick's a damn good quarterback, one of the best leaders we've had. I think we all had a fun run with him, what he did down here, some of the wins he was able to get. Anyway, you hire a new coach. He didn't come in. He goes, I didn't hear anything about tank for Tua or tank for anybody. You brought me in here to win friggin' games and find out who can play for the future that's going to hang around with this team. That's my job, to make sure at the end of the year they're playing better. And so my team won't quit on me, because if they find out I'm playing Josh Rosen only to lose games, I'm going to have guys who won't play hurt. I'm going to have guys who won't try, and I'm done. I'm a marked man in this league, and I'm done. So whatever kind of plan the front office and some of our fan base want, oh, we screwed up. We could have had Joe. We could have had Joe, man. All we had to do was lose games. I always love when somebody says that. How are you going to tell those guys, those 53 guys on that team, don't play as well today, miss a field goal on purpose. Hey, Ryan, yeah, don't try, because we want to really suck so we can get Joe Burrow. And then next year we'll come back. And the coach go, all right, guys, now I want you to try really hard.
Yeah, imagine as a fan if you found out that your coaches or your team wasn't trying to win or was missing a field goal or not going for a first down on purpose. I'd be furious.
I just amazed.
I'd be furious.
The reason I bring it up is because we had a text. We screwed up the Joe Burrow thing. I'm like,
yep, we got one that says, Joe, what are you talking about? Burrow was ours. If we don't beat Cincinnati, we get the first pick.
I think it was more than one, no. One game.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look it up, but we won five games. Didn't they end up winning? What did they do? Did they win just four?
I can't remember.
I can't remember.
Did they win that many even?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. We did beat them in overtime. They came all the way back. But what are you trying to do? Like, I just love somebody 3 years later or 2 years later comes out and says, all we had to do was lose to them in overtime. Oh, okay. Hey, come on in, guys. Listen, they've come all the way back. We're going to let these bastards win this game. Like, what are you guys talking about? The job is to win the game. We had Joe Burrow. No, we had Justin Herbert. We had Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
We took the wrong guy. We had Josh Allen. If we had vision and we had a pair of basketballs, we would have had him. Mm-hmm. We could have jumped up four picks. Five picks, whatever it was. Instead, the Bills sitting behind us got a world jump ahead of them. And by the way, Josh Allen was terrible throwing the ball the first year. He'd go to throw one in the corner of the end zone. It ended up 17 rows in the seats, man. He'd be up, 12-2A. He was way up there. But that guy got better. Somebody had vision, that he can be coached up and he's going to be really good. And by the way, you give those teams credit. I give Buffalo credit. Somebody in that front office went to Wyoming and said he's not really a 52% passer or whatever he was his last year. Somebody said this guy got potential. And I'm not getting into the Dolphin stuff that I know. I'm not going to do that. Who might have liked him and who didn't, I'm not going to get into that. There's no reason to bring it up. There are a lot of people. He'll never be accurate. Big arm. He'll get you fired. Well, ain't getting anybody in Buffalo fired. Matter of fact, they're getting promotions all over the place.
They're getting head coaching jobs.
Dan Morgan's now. See, I mean, everybody's getting promotions there. Everybody's going to Buffalo to find people. They got their assistant GM up for GM jobs, everything. There's got to be vision. There's got to be knowledge. And honestly, until you have success doing it, you never have it. It's not just us. Been a lot of teams of. I'd love to know the whole story on Justin Herbert, wouldn't you? 6'6", 245, big arm. Joe Burrow, I don't know. I don't know who's going to be better, Justin or Joe. I don't know. Going to be interesting. It's going to be the future of the NFL, those guys that we've named. So to me, I don't feel we had a chance to get Joe Burrow unless we lost some games.
Cincinnati had him in the sights from the very beginning.
And they ended up, they lost that overtime game. That was a good point. I don't know what their records were. I don't even look. But we had a chance. And little did we know, and maybe the Chargers didn't know either.
I don't think they did.
Justin Hurt. Well, they knew enough to take him right after Tua.
Right. I think they were taking A or B. Said whoever was available we were going to take.
And we're sitting there with that pick going, we got to take him. We're not sure about the other guy, but this guy's got great anticipation, really accurate. The doctors say he's going to be 100% healthy. I do have a question, though, for the Dolphins. I have a lot of questions for the Dolphins. I always wonder if somebody's going to call me like Tom Garfinkel's, all right. You get 10 questions. What is it?
Let's go.
I would like to know, and I don't know if Tom knows this. For what you saw when you scouted him and worked him out, if you did work him out, was his arm, did you know his arm was what it is right now? We've seen a few times where he's short-armed and it just doesn't look like he has the arm strength. Is his arm strength what you thought? Now, of course, Chris Greer's going to say it. Oh, yeah, we knew what we were getting. What's he going to say? I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't do his homework then. That's a bad look. Of course he's gonna say that. But, I don't put Joe Burrow in there. I really put Josh Allen in there just because I know we went and looked at him. We spent time with all those quarterbacks. I got a chance to interview Josh Allen. He was at camp. Adam Gase was nice enough to go, hey, would you mind interviewing him? Through media stuff, we just want to hear. It was really nice. I'd never been asked to do it before, so I got to do it with all those first-round quarterbacks. And I think Bo was there with me, Kim Bocamper, John Kinjimmy. I think there was a couple of us got to do it. And it was cool. I didn't know anything about him.
I was going to say, of those quarterbacks, did any one of them stand out to you or any of them more impressive than the other?
No, just doing an interview.
Interviews, yeah.
I would love to have gone out in the field to see because I just heard Josh Allen had this big arm, but he was at Wyoming, and he was a 50. You know, you hear a guy's completing 50% of his passes. And by the way, he looked like that his first year. He was throwing it everywhere. Everybody says, but you got to give, like, if we work with him, look at the upside of Josh Allen. Look at him now in year, is it three?
Yeah.
Year four?
I'll say this. I used to work nights, so when I'd get off, a lot of times I'd only catch the late games. And sometimes Wyoming would be on, and I was
really
impressed.
You were?
Yeah, I thought he was the best. I said it. I think one of the first days I was here at 560, I said, I think Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the draft. And people were like, oh, no, you got to be crazy. I thought he was better than Sam Darnold. I thought he was better than Josh Rosen.
Let me tell you, he's clearly the best of the whole group, including Lamar Jackson.
He just looked the part in college.
Is he same class as Lamar?
I think he was, yeah. And Lamar's good. I'm not taking anything away from him.
Lamar's the second best.
Yeah. And he was the last pick of the first round.
It's It's just got to be vision and not the safe pick, or I don't know. I expected more from the drafts. I have been told you're not being realistic on your what you expect from the draft. So we're going to find out, man. We got I want to see the upside of a quarterback, of a left guard, and a corner that we're taking in the first round in 2020. I want to see how good they're going to be at some point as we go into year three. Year three is a big growing year. See what? And I think I'm curious. I like Tua a lot, by the way. I do like him. I like everything about him. I just physically don't know what he doesn't have the physical skills. I mean, no matter what, he doesn't have physical skills of Josh or Justin Herbert. He just doesn't have it. It's not his – he doesn't. He's never going to throw as good a deep ball,
yeah,
which we've seen from Justin Herbert.
Ooh.
And that arm, you either have that – I mean, that size, you can't teach. One guy's 6 feet, the other's 6'6".
Yeah.
It's not shot, you know, you can build it. Listen, God bless whoever comes in and Tua all of a sudden is flirting around being a top 10 quarterback in this league and doubles his numbers, you know, and throws 30 touchdown passes next year. And we get that and we're explosive down the field. Because I'm going to be the first one to go, I didn't see that coming, man. That's great coaching. That's great coaching. And not just coaching, but, you know, Chris Greer's got to get some credit too for getting bringing in the right guys, which we haven't done. And maybe it's Brian Flores' fault. Maybe everything's Brian Flores' fault. Just kind of, it gets old, always blaming the guy that's leaving. Adam's fault. Brian's fault. Mike Tannenbaum's fault. Always a person leaving's fault.
Oh, yeah.
You're the easy target. You get rid of somebody, we go, woo! Man, was he bad.
Things are different now. Until the next guy's gone.
Yeah, but I did think the timing of Saturday morning that everybody had the Tua will be the starting quarterback 2022 wasn't by accident that it leaked out when it did. You agree with that?
No, definitely not. Very well planned out.
Let's get this out before the games. No, for us.
I like it.
I wasn't surprised. We talked about this, Zach and Hollywood and I talked about this last week that I said, hey, I'm not going to be surprised with this draft class that's coming in, it's not as good at quarterback. What's out there in free agency and this Deshaun Watson stuff, I'm not surprised that if Tua Tagovailoa is not starting quarterback. He's a starting quarterback. I hope they still draft one. I don't know, by the way, anybody out there that's only two guys that I've seen a lot. Guy in North Carolina I think's pretty good, and a guy at Pitt's pretty good.
Saw the guy at Ole Miss, Corral. He looked pretty good, but not a world beater.
I don't know how everybody feels about – everybody seems to think the Pitt guy's number one or no. Or is that too early? He's pretty damn good. He got a lot better.
Yeah, he's good. He's good, but, yeah, it might be too early for that.
But, again, if you're bored today while you're looking around and waiting for the game tonight, go look at the standings – of all the teams, if you're familiar with them, or look at the quarterbacks and look at how many teams might be looking this year for a franchise quarterback, you're going to be blown away on how many teams are still looking to upgrade their quarterback. You're going to be blown away. There's still a lot.
There's still arguably a playoff team or two that are looking to upgrade a quarterback.
I just think the Eagles, who are going to have a chance to upgrade if they want, I don't know. I think Jalen Hurts can be starting quarterback there. I don't think the 49ers are getting rid of Jimmy G.
It's going to be hard.
They haven't seen enough out of that kid to turn it over to him.
No.
It's just the same old process, man, the same old thing, and we're sitting here waiting to find out. Can somebody come in? I know, and Brian Flores was a defensive-minded coach and was hard on offensive coaches and went through coordinators and offensive line coaches like some of us do in relationships. Not very good. Danny, are you good in relationships or no?
No, terrible.
You're terrible?
Terrible.
Can't make a commitment or
yeah,
just –
yeah, I have commitment problems. I can't even own a cat right now because it's just too much commitment.
You ever, like, your heart ever get – you ever get burnt No?
Have I been burnt?
You've been dumped?
Yeah, here and there.
I don't think you get dumped because I don't think you get close enough to him.
Yeah, I really don't. Not nowadays. Nah. I like just having fun.
You ever see him? Is it just one? Do you ever see him more than once?
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, after a while, I think I'm like dessert. Like, I'm really good at first, and then, you know, you can't have dessert every meal. You know, sometimes you just want to eat cake, then eventually you have to go eat some meat and potatoes, and I'm the dessert.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I do know you're a wild son of a gun, though. My God.
You've seen the pictures.
Holy smokes. Coming here, I don't know where the hell these girls come from. You should be all day and all night. That's what I should nickname you.
Sometimes.
I should definitely do that. Well, listen, we're just about out of time here for the show. But thanks for being with us today, man. It's been great for those of you who responded. And don't forget, this week, man, we're really stepping it up for the 12th annual Dolphins Challenge Cancer, better known as the DCC. We are going to be auctioning off a two-hour show. It'll be a Saturday or Sunday morning where you could come in with somebody else. I'd let a third person, but only two mics work. If we can get a third mic working, we'll have three of you come in here and do a show with me. Your topics, your charities, your business, whatever you want to do. Had Robert Taylor. Had a blast with him. A sweetheart of a guy last year did it with us and was fantastic. Couldn't have been better for 2 hours. Just absolutely great that he came in here and was just fantastic with us. So we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again coming up here. And so spread the word. The top person that comes in with the most money will get 2 hours. We'll work it out. A Saturday or Sunday morning that's good for you and your friends or your family or your son, however you want to do it, but we'll be doing it. So that's going to do it for the show. Want to thank everybody. Danny, thank you, brother. Can't thank you enough. I know you got a long, long day here, but phase one is done, brother.
Hey, started off right with you, Joe. Thanks for the coffee this morning. It was hype.
It was hype?
It was hype, man.
I guess that's good. If it's hyped up, that's good.
You and I are that heavy coffee crew, man.
Oh, no. I love the caffeine.
Oh, let's go.
Can't do without the caffeine. Hey, everybody, have a great day. We'll see you again tomorrow morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.